Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Wasted on Wednesday with Casey Gale and Tina Lorraine, only on LA Talk Radio.
What's going on? It's Wednesday.
Is it?
Ain't nothing happened with Wasted. What's Wasted this? On Wednesday is brought to you by the good people at Loyalty Auto Group for great friendly service, excellent deals. See Sako Art in Hyro. Besides that, let me tell you something. What's the deal about Loyalty? They're not tied to any dealership.
Okay.
They're brokers, so they're not going to hit you over with the aftermarket prices and all that BS. They're going to get you the best deals you can get because they don't have any affiliation to any dealership. That's why you need to go to these guys, because you're going to get it dirt cheap. You're going to get it at factory invoice. You can't get a better deal than the guys at Loyalty. I'm telling you. So call them all up at 818-200-0333. And please let them know that you heard it on Wasted on Wednesday.
No doubt.
Please let them know. And our next sponsor is Balorian Malukian LLP. Great law firm. I call them the Mamba mentality, because anytime they defend their people, seriousness, they don't smile. They're like a bunch of Kobe Bryants running around.
That's the
and they win. I've seen them battle the government, the state. I've seen them battle people's mamas. They win. They don't give a shit. They get it done. And you call them an 818 injury 8. talk to Ashat, Vahe, Hike, Ani, Armin. Those are the best lawyers you can get. And Lily and the girls are fully staffed and they get it done. 818 injury 8. I'm telling you, a bunch of Mamba mentalities.
Yes, get them.
So, how you doing? You had fun last week, didn't you?
Yeah.
Tell me you didn't have fun with all the men around you. Tell me you didn't have fun.
It was fun. It was.
I was surprised.
God, it made me feel so
Everybody
good.
Said I didn't look like I was having a good time.
No, you didn't. You were texting. I don't know.
I wasn't texting. Like, I was trying to share it on our page.
For like 40 minutes.
But it wouldn't happen.
Whatever.
Like right now. Okay, this is what I'm trying to do. See?
But I was very happy to be there. Shout out to the Mentality Group.
Yeah, they're a good bunch of guys. They're really choreographed.
The Mentality Show. I just said it like they were performing in Vegas. The Mentality Group.
They had a little, they were singing. They had their little sayings, and I was like, whoa.
Yes, definitely. Oh, yeah. I can't wait to
okay,
go
see,
back.
Here it is. Now I'm about to share it.
So what's the deal?
I'm about to share this on our page because our boss says that we're not sharing it. And we're not inviting our listeners
to call in and holler at us.
Okay, and I had it on.
You're supposed to do that before.
Well, anyway. It's hard to do before. Well, I'm, you know what I'm saying? I'm trying to.
Whatever. So what's the deal this week? Anything exciting? I couldn't wait to come here because I wanted to talk about that black billionaire that paid for the entire 2019 Morehouse College. Then I was reading that some people were complaining because apparently those are all guys and they were like, why is he paying for the guys and not
Morehouse,
the women
and Spelman?
I'm like,
yeah.
Well, oh God, we just can't be
baby
satisfied.
Steps, people. But that's dope.
That's fucking huge.
Let's get a billionaire from Spelman to step up. Bill Cosby's wife, she could do it.
Yeah, so next year they're like, oh boy.
That'd be a good trend, though. That'd be a nice little trend of billionaires from all the universes. Like, I got it this year. How happy was those people, though? They could tell direct loans, go kiss their ass.
Do you know how much money they will be saving? I mean, just interest alone. And then I heard Oprah, you know, people were bringing up, you know, well, Oprah's never done anything for the, for our people or for graduates. And then she was like, I sent 10 men to college, like 10, like
10.
He just paid $40 million.
Oprah, something.
And then some people are like, what's a tax write-off? Like, oh, you just can't please us sometimes.
How much money she waste on that Michael Jackson thing?
I know that.
She should be ashamed of herself. She needed to send a lot more people to college.
Exactly. That was hilarious. Such an embarrassing moment.
I thought it was pretty cool. I mean, this is the first time I've ever seen anything like that.
Yeah, me too. That was the first time. Like, that was incredible.
I don't think they even heard his speech after that. They were just like, oh, yeah.
Yeah, like.
I wonder how much that cost.
That, yeah. Like, did I just hear that? Did he just say he was going to pay off?
That probably cost him
like how soon does that check come in? It's $40 million.
Oh, it's going. He probably went and did it before, like, just went up there and did like, it took
care of it. Yeah. Big Willie, they take care of it before. That is so, and then he announced
that's, now, like, that's flexing. That's a boss move.
Nah, definitely. Because, I mean, one of the biggest struggles in life is trying to pay your bills and pay debt and try to live.
And just think, so. Some of them might have went and got their doctorate, and they're like, oh, this shit is paid.
Yes.
Because you know, that's like
the master's level. That's 150.
Yeah. No more, they got good credit. All of them are straight.
And your credit. Yeah, so.
I know someone wish they would have graduated on time. Like, and damn, I blew it.
Wait, as a matter of fact, somebody's on my Facebook, and, I mean, he heard this story from his friend, but his son had dropped out of Morehouse last year to get some things together and then decided to come back this year, and now his debt is paid for.
Oh, that's good shit.
Yeah, so I was like, wow,
that I know is a lot beautiful. Of people were just jealous, like out. I know yeah. Whatever class is about, I know the juniors are like, oh well, shit,
someone well, what's gonna happen up. With us,
it'll never happen again.
No,
that's
no.
That's a trend, but that never no, happened,
because he did also say that they are supposed to pay it forward.
Okay, you I'm all about that though. So,
I like paying it forward.
Let's talk about, what did you do this weekend?
Work, watching movies.
Because I'm about to go off.
What happened? You got a story? Wait, can we talk about the baby shower thing? Because I want to know who won, baby shower or GOT?
Well, a lot of people were like, it was like 70%. Like, nah, watch your show.
No, I think, okay, so this is the
basically
issue,
everybody
guys.
Is like, watch yeah, the
like,
show.
What happened?
Okay, go ahead.
His
go ahead.
Friend had a baby shower between the hours of 6 and 9, but then GOT aired, like, dead in the middle of that.
At
so
six.
He's like, what do I do? And I'm like, do you? I find that everybody does them, and I'm often upset because I expected people not to do them.
Yeah.
But I'm like, everyone does them. Just do you. Just do you and get, I mean, she's still going to be pregnant anyway.
Yeah.
It's not, you know, and then I was talking to my little sister and she's like, you know, was it a dinner party? Like if it's things that's set up with a schedule, then that could be extra rude.
Actually,
like if there was a dinner set.
No, I missed, the men missed all the stuff.
Oh, the men missed all the stuff.
Oh, anyway. We were there, be at the bar and have, because she had the men, like she had the baby shower with the guessing of the stuff and the weight and all the games at the another location. And then six, we were all at a bar.
Okay. So well, not then, her. Well,
no.
She can't drink.
Well, she's a bartender at a bar, but she's on maternity leave.
Yeah.
So she had us there at the bar. So all we was doing was drinking anyway.
Oh.
So we missed all the festivities, but she had food and stuff later. And
really?
Turns out, everybody who were Game of Thrones fans there, they all passed. They're like, we're gonna go to the baby shower. So I, you know,
wait
me,
a minute. Wait, are you saying other people that are fans of Game of Thrones didn't go watch the finale
they
all at home?
No, they went to the baby shower. It was about, and it was like about.
I don't know. I think I'm just a different type of person. I'm so into television because I'm an actress that I understand the need for closure and an ending and a summary. That, I mean, it's a baby shower. You didn't impregnate me. It's not that serious.
Well, turns out it was about 50 people there. And out of the 50, I say 40 were like Game of Thrones fans.
Really? That's real.
Shout out to Tamika.
Well, no, they probably just DVR'd it.
We all DVR'd it. But I was being an asshole at the party.
I'm going to watch it live.
I was acting like I knew what was going on. So I was running around the party going, Jon Snow got killed. Everybody's like, what the fuck?
No,
they'll kill you. People, someone threatened to kill me.
So I heard it was terrible. What happened? You cry, baby.
I wouldn't say it was terrible. I said the ending was good, but they rushed it. The ending could have been three different seasons. First of all, they were dealing with the... they were dealing with it's hard for then Danny
Dragon?
Killing everybody. She turned evil, killed everybody. That's another season. They should have the White Walkers getting killed should have been another
still
season.
Got more
they had three
show.
More years of work.
Is there a reason that the show ended or was?
Oh
it
yeah,
just,
we're gonna get to that. This is my rant because so basically they had us on a nice. This is 8 years invested in the show now.
I know
they
I
had us on
that.
A nice pace,
mm-hmm.
and then. This last season, they rushed everything.
It felt rushed.
You know why they ended it fast?
Why?
Because the two guys who were doing it had to go work on Star Wars. So Star Wars just needs to get done now. So they were like, you know what? Let's wrap this shit up. I got Star Wars to do. Let's wrap it up. So basically, they rushed it real quick and basically dogged out everybody who's been a loyal fan for years.
It's kind this of is, like oh my god, it's sort of like insulting, I think, to your intelligence.
Insulting.
Like,
it is insulting.
I deserve a better ending.
Because we had a nice pace going, you know, and then all of a sudden it was just like...
Everything's happening at one time.
I mean, they... we call her Dani, the dragon queen. Mm-hmm. She went from good to bad in like 5 minutes. And that's like should have been
that
a whole
enough.
Season.
That was like a whole season. We right need to explain. Yeah, we like, needed a background.
Exactly.
Why,
is she going bad all of a sudden? And then she had, like, call them zombies. Mm-hmm. That should have been a season right there, but they killed them off real quick.
He was like, where'd they go?
We're like, damn, we needed some backstory. And then Jon Snow killed the Dragon Queen real quick. You know, he killed.
Like,
so everybody was like, damn, this is happening. It's over. So we were all done. I mean, the ending was good. I was okay with the ending, but it happened too fast. So basically, if I was going to watch it, I would never watch it again. Like, if they have, you know, sometimes you get the box set and you're like, ooh, I'm going to watch it.
You
I would
like,
never
no,
watch it again because
no.
You're going to be going through the first 7 seasons at a good pace. Then you're going to be like, oh, now I'm going to get just the speed thing at the end. So it's kind of disappointing because it happened too fast, but the ending, I was okay with it. Actually, no, because they did Jon Snow bad. He was the main character through the whole shit. And then they just basically said, oh, you're nothing. We're going to let your brother who's. Not, this doesn't sound bad. Who's the cripple? And he sleeps through the whole shit. And he made him the king. And basically, John, who's supposed to be the hero, they send him back up into the snow. Like, go ahead and hang out and do nothing, while your sister gets her own. You know, rules the north, and your other sister's in the west having fun. Your brother, he's the king of kings.
None of this shit.
And
makes
you're
sense
nothing
to end like that.
So we all focused on the Jon Snow for 7 years to find out
like it was nothing.
Nothing.
So I heard Dexter was like that too. It was like mad.
Yeah, Dexter. Now you watch. What's the one you said you liked on HBO?
Which one? Is Barry.
It's nutty.
Yo,
Barry.
Who is
I'm gonna
watching fun. Barry.
Barry, incredible.
The comedy of it.
Is this your first season watching it?
Yes.
So you watch the past seasons?
No, I finally caught up. Oh,
okay, so
you've
seen how crazy violent that shit is.
Wait,
yeah.
My favorite one with the daughter. Yes. When they went to go take care of Ronnie and the daughter.
Barry is something else. And it has.
Right,
I know
incredible.
You appreciate it mixing the acting with it.
Yeah,
and all
that's
that
what
shit.
I loved about
it's
it
crazy.
Too. Someone had posted on Facebook like, "Why nobody told me about this?" It was a black lady, so I was like, "Oh, black people are watching it. Let me check." And I was like, "Yo, this comedy is right on." But I don't think a lot of us get that kind of comedy. I like that quirky, silly, goofy stuff.
Right?
Like,
yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I'm you know what's going on with movies? Is movie like the big screen is letting us down because everything's a remake.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Because I'm so like,
I got another new show.
What?
I think it's called It's Bruno. It's on Netflix. It's about this guy and his dog. You've watched it?
Wait a minute.
I think it just came out today.
What's the actor?
To get home. To me, he's an unknown face. He's not recognizable.
Boy Manson is watching. What's up, Randy Leone, aka Manson? I hear you.
Manson.
Yeah, that's
because you murdered up.
No,
why?
He's a DJ, but he's crazy as hell.
Oh God!
Every bad habit I learned
got from him.
From him, you had 7 good years in a relationship, and then the last year there was like it's over.
Shitty.
I don't. I never liked you.
Oh.
I never liked you. I've been
Honesty.
Cheating. That's how I felt. I felt violated. I was like, "What the hell is this?"
You feel violated?
I've been thinking about it for the last 3 days.
I heard that they're having counseling groups for people that can't
There's
get over the
therapy
ending.
And counseling for people who cannot deal with because some I heard people say I feel like I'm breaking up with somebody. Yes,
wow,
it's serious.
That is
people's
really
lives
deep.
Are not going to be fulfilled right now.
Like, what are you going to do on Sunday
they
night?
They got to find. Yeah, that's the thing.
That's what's weird too. When you start watching something on a certain night, then you're like, "What do I do?
What do
on
I do
that
now?
Night now? I don't know what to do."
Yeah,
that's
for me, it's heavy because soccer's done. But I'm going to watch Barry.
Wait, Manchester is done?
Let's not even talk about that. I'm sorry I even brought that up, my dear. I don't want to bring that up.
That's a soft spot? Right.
A lot of things is a soft spot. You know, your boy had to go. I was in the doctor's yesterday for 8 hours.
The doctor's?
Well, I was at Kaiser. Yeah, because I was having problems breathing since last Thursday.
Serious.
And I thought it was because my inhaler ran out. And so a friend of mine, she came over yesterday morning to check on me, and she's a nurse. She did my post, and she's like, "Your shit feels like a machine gun." I was like, "No, I feel fine." So she made me go to Kaiser. Excuse me. So I go to Kaiser, and they're doing all my, you know, they
vitals,
the vitals, and then they, when they get to my pulse, they're like, "We got to take you to the back right now. You got to go see the doctor ASAP." I was like, "What? What's going on?
Why is your pulse beating so fast?"
Oh, well, it turns out my blood pressure is bad. My pulse was firing up.
Wait, as a black man, you've never heard blood pressure.
But it was something.
Are you sure? That's
not a physician. There's is work stressful? I was like, I don't know. Yeah, I don't know. It's just work. Is what else is stimulants? Anything stressing you out in life? But then she goes,
because that is the cause.
Yeah.
Just doesn't happen.
Turns out, you know, I have a lot of football injuries from college, and so I take a lot of painkillers.
And that causes.
He did my blood work. He was like, "You need to flush." He says, "What do you take for pain?" I was like, "I take this, and I take that, and I take that, and that." I said, "But I'm good."
You need to flush. What does that mean?
He just wants me to get off everything for a little bit.
Oh, I thought that was like a new thing.
He's just like, "Don't take any more pills for a little bit. Don't take anything." But I everything I do is over the counter, but I take like a cocktail.
That's not good either. A lot of things you're not to take together. Right, like you take this one, then you take this one an hour later.
Yeah, see,
I even learned that you shouldn't take vitamins right before bed. People who suffer from insomnia or sleep-related issues should not take vitamins before bed.
Yeah.
Like having those chock full of vitamins, you know, like B12 and energy. I hadn't thought about that.
I was taking shit like Skittles. You could give me something like, I'd be like, "Damn, I would take some from anybody. I don't know.
What? No. First of all, you must always, if someone gives me a pill, I Googled the pill, the imprint.
Not me.
It comes up. Boy, no, my friend Janelle, like 15 years ago, I came to her house, and she has back issues, so she's always having all this medications and stuff, and I told her I had a migraine, and she gave me some shit that made me violently ill. And from that day, and then I think she had mistaked the pill.
Mm-hmm.
She was like, "Oh, wait, oh, man, I thought I gave you this, but I gave you, like, Percocet or something else." And so I think she was supposed to give me, like, an ibuprofen, but instead she had given me, like, an Oxy or Percocet, and I don't do things like that. So that stuff made me, like, violently ill, dizzy, my stomach hurt. And I'm like, people do this to get high? Like, this shit seems bad.
Oh, I would take it and crush it with beer and, you know what I'm saying? Like, I drink
savage.
I drank more beer than water in life. You know, I was like, "Look at me now."
Yeah, I see. I thought it was urine. I was like, "What?"
Well, I drank a lot of water today, so I'm allowed beer.
Can I get you like a cute beer mug or like a pimp cup or something? No, seriously, should we get you?
So today at work, I went back to work today against his orders.
Oh boy!
And I had I was on vitamin. Don't give a fuck. So basically, I was so calm. Everything that came across me, I was like, "We'll figure it out." And I had the best day at work.
See?
I didn't give a fuck. Like, they were saying, this is going on. This is going on. I was like, "Really? I'll get to it."
Oh.
And I was so, the day went faster. It was so crazy. I didn't give a fuck.
No, like, you might have just realized something. I mean, like, that's like an epiphany.
Yeah, it was crazy.
Like, that's serious.
There's a lot of people tripping in right now in
this
time, you know? Like, did you see that lady on the freeway driving her RV?
Okay, thank you, because, okay, I'm so goofy that when I was watching this morning, so it was all cut up and edited, that I thought the dogs was driving the RV.
It looked like the dogs driving,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, oh, okay, I thought it was just me. I was like, "Yo, what the fuck?" I was about to repost this on Facebook, like,
"Nah,
yo.
Them dogs was trying to dip out of
her." Yo, he got out. I was like, "Yo, the dog is driving the RV. This is hilarious." I was like, "I love
the
LA." Yeah,
right.
I thought the dog was driving on the freeway. I was like, "The dog?"
Nah, the dog was like, "This bitch is crazy. I gotta get out this
RV." And then, like, the whole front of it was ripped off on the side. It looked like a tornado ripped the side off. I was like, "Yo."
Watching that, like, she has lost it, and she got the van, the RV, on somebody else's identity. She did identity fraud, theft, and bought the RV.
Do you know how expensive
RVs go for? Like,
someone
tell me how much the RV costs. Like, they could cost for like $500,000.
No, seriously. Like, my cousin sold his house to buy one. So that's how so serious that is.
Some nice lady named Marge reported to police, like, something about an RV in my account. They look up the RV. Popo see the RV on the freeway, like, oh, there she go right there.
You cut it out.
They hit the lights on my girl. She's like, oh, they got me. I'm dipping. I'm out. They're going to have to catch me. I'm about to wreck. They ain't going to get this RV
it's
back.
It's just identity fraud. You were going to get bedtime. Like, come on. Who wanted that suit? She would have been making chicken breast salads by the morning, having great time.
She could have got one felony, right?
Yeah, but it's fed time. Yeah, like, it's sweet.
But now she almost killed some people backing out their garage because she cracked the last crash.
That's what I'm saying. Oh, I saw the last one.
She came into a street that was a T, and she said, F it, I'm going into the bushes. And crashed into some lady, some man was backing out. All he was going to do was pick up his daughter.
So, what, like, she's destroying property. She destroyed public and private property. I would charge her with attempted murder. I mean, she was running her car into people.
She ran
into the car.
Yeah.
So all of that because you didn't want to be pulled over for identity fraud, like, it's not that serious.
And what I love about Southern California, the biggest problem everybody had was...
If she had a good lawyer, she would have got off that. Like, that's what's crazy.
The biggest problem everybody had was, like, this poor dog, that feels so terrible about this. Let me tell you something.
Especially certain people. You
can hit somebody in a homeless person in the head with a bat, and they'd be like, oh, yeah.
Wait, when Suge Knight drove over those dudes in the parking lot, nobody said shit about him driving over those dudes. But
let it be two dogs.
But they saw the dogs. Oh, yeah. Everybody had been screaming for the death penalty for Suge.
You cannot fuck with
dogs. All of Brentwood would have been there. Yeah.
Sherman Oaks will kill you. You could do a lot of things in this land, but don't mess with dogs.
Don't mess with dogs.
You cannot mess with dogs. I'm telling you, you can't be like, shut up, Fifi. They be like, oh, what?
What? Why are you talking to him like
that? You're a heathen.
Oh, you have got to watch This Is Bruno on Netflix. Yo,
and dogs is acting up. I've noticed dogs, that dude's a change. They got a little swagger out here.
Because they get to
Sherman Oaks dog be like, I'm just going to shit right here, homie. Yeah. What you going to do?
Mm-hmm. Look, and look you in the eye. Like,
Becky's all on it, right?
She'll get it.
She'll have a strap like, I'll blast on you.
Look, she has a bag. She'll get it. Wait, so I wanted to find out what your most embarrassing moment in your life is.
All right, well, mine's, it's not a lot, it's not a moment, it's a time period in my life.
Good answer.
From 2002 to 2005, let's say. I was doing my dream job. Yes, I'm college educated, and I was actually a football coach at a local college. And I was also teaching at a local college. So I was actually a professor.
Yeah.
So I had a nice house with a guest house in Pasadena. And I would rent it out to students. Like, you need somewhere to live? So I rented out to this girl who's a softball player. Beautiful girl. Spectacular girl. So she's back there. You know, there's little parties going on here and there. And then she was just telling me, hey, you know, coach, you know. You know, we can make some money. And I was like, we can make some money. So basically, I found a way to make money that was not legal. You know, we were doing business out the back house. And basically, I got to a point where, you know, I was making for the campus, I was making maybe $42 an hour. And that was good change. No need for me to get greedy. No need to do anything else. And I felt my better mind told me, like, well, she said we can do this. So she turned out, basically, she brought in a whole bunch of girls in the back house, and it was a lot going on. We were making money. Wow. And one of the girls, you're crazy. There's a lot of that going on. You know, a lot of the guys I was with, the coaches I was with, they're coaching in pros right now. I was supposed to be a professional football coach right now at this point. So basically, I got to a point where oh my God, folks, I was wild. And I would be teaching my class, and this is how loose I got. I would have my newspaper up on my desk, and I'm sitting here crushing down these rocks and stuff right here behind the news. This is how turnt I got.
Oh,
so I'm in here snorting something in front of my class.
A partition.
Yeah, just something hiding it. And I'm thinking, like, ooh, I'm getting away with it. So, I didn't get caught from the school. Basically, one of the girls I was living with, her boyfriend got jealous that she was living in the house, and he told the popo what was going on. So basically, I was cutting my grass, and you know, police came from everywhere. Whoop, 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 whoop. And so what? Basically, the house got raided. There was everything from stolen cars, because, you know, it was a barter system. People be like, I don't have no money, but we'll give you this. Sure, let's do that.
Yeah, so it was like stolen.
It was the garage.
Not stolen, misappropriated.
Hot. Yeah, misappropriated. So basically, everything, you know, it was a tough period. Everything I, you know, went to school and worked hard with got destroyed, because that's why I don't teach anymore. I don't even do anything like that, because I don't want it to come up. You know, my record's expunged. Yeah, everything's sure. expunged. I got expunged in D.C. I paid my time, my debt to society.
Yeah.
Did all of that. All come up, you know. So, why it was embarrassing? Because I got fired from my coaching and got fired from the college. I let down a lot of people that, you know, put me in that position. My family was embarrassed. I was let down. I think I might have ruined some relationships. You know, I'm still trying to rebuild. I can only do what I can do, you know? So I'm trying to
It would be so emotional.
Well, I know. You wanted it to be funny. I know you wanted it to be funny.
But it probably was funny to some people.
But no.
When you were being arrested. No, nobody was. Nobody hated.
Nobody. Like, I mean, I have some friends. I don't think. I know all the guys I coach with who are at big universities, and they don't. We don't talk anymore.
What?
I mean, it's
not like you're such a nice guy.
Yeah, but it's something they don't want to. That's so the thing is, they're hurt. I hurt them. They're all like, man,
you case, make amends.
Is you should have seen the intervention they did on me, though.
They did it.
So this was an intervention. I don't want to say it. I don't want to say no names, but it's an intervention. I'm in front of my house, and I'm just skinny, sweating, all this bullshit, you know, because I'm not old. I went from not doing anything like that to, like, I'm on it.
Yeah.
So Escalade pulls up. Boom. Samoan coaches, black coaches coming out. They got Hennessy bottles in their hand. They got bottles. Some stuff are fiery. And they're just like, man, we need to talk to you, bro. And I'm just like, what's up? What's up? Man, you on that stuff, man. You back here selling the stuff, whatever. You know, and then I'm in denial mode. Like, no, that ain't me. That ain't me. I swear that ain't me. They're like, man, come on, man. Everybody been watching you, man. We know. We've been watching you all night. We know what's going on.
Just when you think the streets are not watching.
They were watching. They was watching me for weeks, actually. They was watching. They knew. It was to a point where they basically were giving me the heads up. You know you're about to get fired tomorrow. I said, what are you talking about? Ain't nobody firing me. Everybody loved me. I'm a good coach. All my players graduate. They love me. They're like, nah, we're just letting you know. It's over tomorrow. So I had the nerve to get dressed, shave, go to the college, go to work. I go there, the head coach, the athletic director, school vice president. And these are people who knew me from my high school years. So they're all disappointed. They all have disappointment on their face, like, Casey, what's going on with you? And I'm just like, no, I've just got this little problem. I'm going to fork it out. They're like, no. We know you got arrested. God. We know what's going on. We're going to have to let you go. And it was like, it was the biggest disappointment I ever had, because everybody who, you know, it's different when you're a coach and you're bringing kids from the hood and you're trying to get them better, and they look at you like, yeah, Coach Gale, man, I believe in you.
You did, yeah.
And then, you know, so I had that. I had youngsters. People are like, man, Coach Gale, man, what's up, baby? So let me tell you what the most embarrassing part of this. I'm in county. In processing, I see a kid that I used to be his social worker, Hispanic kid, and he goes, "Mr. Gale, what are you doing in here, fool?" I was like, "Man, I just fucked up." He said, "Man, you fucking up, SA. You're not supposed to be in here, Mr. Gale. You one of the good guys." And then he put me on the program. That doesn't happen. The blacks and Hispanics don't mix. They don't teach you the program. He told me this was going to happen. This is programming here. The blacks go shower this day. The white boy shower this day. This, so are you serious? He the blacks are supposed to teach me the program. Yeah, he's teaching me the program.
Yeah.
I just looked in his, and he's in there for a long time. Because he did some other shit, and he was just like, "Can't believe you're in here. I'm so disappointed." He's telling me he shot somebody. He's telling me he's disappointed.
I'm disappointed in you.
And that was just a low moment. So when I got released, I still had my keys to the college, so I didn't have my house anymore because it was gone. I was sleeping in a Suburban in the auto shop of the college.
You are off the chain.
Thinking that my life was good because at least I'm not sleeping in the street. I could sleep in a Suburban. that I could go shower in the building when I want. And you know the bad thing about it? The school kept paying me.
What?
They kept paying me. They paid me for the next 6 months. They kept my salary going.
That's generous.
It was very generous. And
while you get your shit together.
So it was a long time to work to get everything cleared, get my name back. You know, people have offered me coaching jobs. Like, come work at this
really?
High school. And I'm like, I don't want to do it. Because I don't want to become up.
You don't
want to
let anyone.
No.
Fucking becomes up. You turned over a new leaf.
Yeah, but it's like for example, someone said, Kaish, we can get you a job here at Sherman Oaks Notre Dame. I said, no. No, because I don't want to be at a school doing well and they're like, we heard of what happened to you in 2003.
You're like,
Then I got, it's like, you got to, I want to get fired again.
Relive it again.
You know what I'm saying? My son was, I think he's still mad at me about it.
Really?
Yeah, it's a lot. It's a lot where you just,
You let a lot of people down.
I let a lot of people down. My father still ain't cool. My sister's, she's good. My mom is.
Because you were supposed to take the family out of there with that.
It was just like I was living a lie to everybody, you know? You know, everybody would see me, you know, okay, he's doing well. And I was, but, you know, my better mind told me, like, you can make a lot. And I'm so sorry. I didn't want to bring you down.
No, but this is, I mean, thank you for sharing. I'm like, wow, because this is a real life moment.
That was embarrassing. And I think about it every day.
And it's like. I mean, you got taught a lesson. I wish sometimes you're like, damn, I wish I could go back and redo that.
I
but it's
wish
like,
I could, but it can't. And the thing is, all those people, you know, I learned, you know, it's like, it's crazy. All those people that I had in the house were like, we love it. When I got out, there was nobody, not even one person. I mean, when I went to my house to see my possessions, they stole everything. They took the posters off. They took the goldfish. There was nothing left in the house.
I had like a visual of them coming in like he won't be
man
needing
they
this.
Wiped me out and the one you know the big thing about it like you know they took my social security card all that stuff so it went through
but I had these coups.
I went through a you know issue where my bank was like there's credit cards in your name so I had to deal with that. I had to go I got court ordered to sober living. This is I had a good lawyer, someone I went to college with, shout out to you know who you are. And they convinced the judge, because the judge wanted me to send me, because there was so much stuff in the house. The judge wanted me to go to the pen, not county, to the
this
pen.
This isn't even as serious.
Well, yeah. It was serious. So basically, my friend convinced the judge I had a drug problem and I'm not a criminal. And the judge was like, because I had people talk for me like, even the people fired me.
No. That's what the homies on the East Coast do anyway. Instead of doing time, you go to the judge and tell him like, oh, I smoked too much weed and they put you in a drug program.
I got court ordered for 18 months and the judge told me if you miss one day, if you're going to get drug tested every day, twice a day. If you mess up, I don't care if it's the last day, you're going to send you straight. You got to do time 3 years.
Even if it's the last day because you be like, last so day,
did,
they ain't going to fuck
I did
eight,
18 months of AA and NA and I was doing it, dropped my step God. And It was a lot of, you know, telling people what I did. You know, that's the best thing I did. I just came clean with everybody. So that was
you gotta accept it.
I'm
and
so
take
sorry.
Accountability.
And I know I
and responsibility.
You wanted to hear
like
something
that.
Like you want to hear something like I. This is. You want to tell you my most embarrassing moment after that?
Yeah.
I was in the BSU, a Black Student Union, high school
Black Power
fashion show. Uh-huh. So we had to do a dance routine and everything, and we had to get fitted for these tuxes. So they see
you
I have a,
dancing.
Wait a minute, first of all,
what?
I can't
even get it out. What?
I'm shocked that you could. I consider myself one of the best dancers in the world.
Of what?
Anything
kind?
Salsa?
Word. Like you could do the tango.
First thing we don't even go into my dancing. So we had to do a dance routine. So we had to do these. Wardrobe change. So they did my fitting for my waist size. Mind you, I had a skinny waist, but I had this big track booty. So when I get jeans, I get everything two sizes bigger.
Yeah.
So they did the fitting on my waist. So I had on this white tux. It was so tight. On the nerve. Bro, you know you are Greg Myers, Stacey. Y'all, they were like, oh shit, pants are so tight. He got a red drawer. Look at him. And I had to do a routine, a 3-minute routine, and everybody,
three minutes.
I mean, people were crying tears. They weren't even watching me anymore. They were just on the ground.
Not because of how good it was.
No, they were like, look at this drone he got on. You can see his pulse is tight. His pants are tight. And this is 1990. This wasn't no skinny jeans.
You can see his pulse. I'm
so it was a lot of that. And but I was very popular after that, though. Does that make up for the sadness? Okay, good.
Yeah, I'm about to pee on myself.
Don't pee, please.
That was funny. That was pretty damn funny.
Yeah. So let me hear yours.
That was a good one. I was still trying to mull mine over if I had a really, really funny one. But I used to dance.
You got some nerve.
No. I will share one. It's not hilarious, but it is one of those like truly, truly embarrassing moments.
Okay.
Before I got pregnant with my son, at the tender age of 15, I was in a dance troupe. You know, this lady, Danelle, from my apartment building, she ran a dance company.
Uh-huh. And so you can dance?
Yes.
I don't think you could dance.
See, I know, and I'm clowning you. Like, yes. Yeah. Contemporary hip hop, you know.
Right.
So I performed at the Apollo.
Okay.
I performed at the Apollo on Amateur Night Wednesdays.
Sandman didn't come?
No, we got to finish our routine. Okay. And so we had gotten costumes, you know, made, mm-hmm. like stitched by this this lady that used to act in one of these Broadway plays.
I already know where this is going.
I felt like, okay, so the song is like this 5-part song, and in the middle there's like this reggae stuff. You know, you get on the floor and you're whining with your legs open and all this stuff. But for some reason, I didn't feel confidence in my leggings, and we weren't able to wear underwear because they had this crisscross stuff on the side. And my dad and my friends and family and everyone's in the audience.
No.
I met Bobby Brown that day.
I bet you
He's
did.
In the audience. Like, everybody is there. And all of Harlem and the Bronx. Everybody knows Danelle. And so earlier, before we went on stage, I had put some tissue in my crotch area because I said, I think it's going to rip. And if I see this tissue on the floor, then mm-hmm. that means that my pants ripped. So as we're doing our number and we get to really do that reggae song, on the floor and that tissue is there. And I'm like, that means between my legs have ripped. But I look at Danelle and Danelle's like, the show must go on. I can look at all the other outfits. We're kind of like busting out at the seams and shit. But it's like, this is the Apollo. This is what we lived to do. Like, this is the Apollo. The Wednesday night, and I'm like, I got to do it, and now I'm like, my legs are wide open. I'm doing like Lord, this butterfly thing, like it's so embarrassing.
People are boop, boop.
I'm like, but I gotta wait. And to make it worse, you know, my cooch is to the audience, so everyone's just watching, and I'm like, wow. But the show must go on. So
how old are you again?
When it was over, I know I was 15.
Oh no!
When it was over, and we were outside backstage, like, you know, the older men are walking by, like, hey, how you doing? Even Bobby Brown walked by and hey.
Oh,
and then my dad came to the back.
Your dad wanted to kill everybody.
He looked at me like, Tina, you know, and I'm like, I already know. Like, I don't even want to talk about it. Like, my father saw my stuff. My father never changed my diaper. Not because he's a bad dude, but he was like, I might hurt her if I change her diaper. So I'm like, oh my God, this is so embarrassing. The entire Apollo audience saw my vagina at 15. With the no underwear on. Doing a reggae dance. Like, beanie bonnie. But, like, my legs are, like, this open. Yes.
No.
Laid out on the floor.
Boy, that was like, it was wicked skunko to this blood clot. You know? Boy, it was a good show at the Apollo in a dread. What are we? Them girl was, it's wicked dread. We're going next week, you know. We bringing everybody, you know.
Every Wednesday.
They was like, I know they was in there like, what the troop from last week that pond? Where the pond? Blow up.
Oh my God. So I
know gunshots going off in there.
Haven't had anything you poor since baby. Then, but I'm like,
that's
the Apollo seats a lot of people.
I think that's worse than mine.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I mean my first one.
Yeah.
Cause I'm embarrassed for you.
Yeah,
like, I would have lost it. If I was your brother, I'd have been like, I would have stopped the show.
Like, stop looking, stop.
No, I'm turning off the lights. Like, it's over. My sister's up. The show's done. anybody having a good time, meet me outside. We're going to get this going to go down because y'all ain't supposed to have a good time.
Anybody having a good time? That's
so hilarious. Wait a minute. Who put together the wardrobe? Who sewed it up?
It was this late. Oh, my God. You want to hear spread? Another crazy fucking story? Are you ready for this? Look, do we have time? Good. We got 10 minutes. So listen, right? The lady that... I get so confused with these terms now, so I'm going to give you the terms from the 80s and 90s. This lady was a cross-dresser.
Okay.
She was an actress in that Broadway show, La Caja Falls.
She was...
And it was a show, like a drag queen
show.
She was a drag queen. Yeah. She was actually a man. In her house, when she would sew her stuff, she would have us over there.
Mm-mm.
And she had an old school chest in her closet. It was a guy. So... we would go over there and we would smell like this really, really strange smell, but she had a German Shepherd, so we kind of attributed it to that. And then we're all like 14, 15, so we don't really have a lot of experience with stink smells. So she had did our outfit. So like a few weeks after that, she had passed away. And when family members or police come in there to do what they do with your belongings, they looked inside this chest. This is like 91.
Mm-hmm.
Inside the chest was a guy that had been missing for 8 years.
What the f?
It was in magazines. It was on the news and everything. And I'm like, oh my God.
There was a dead body in there?
The whole time we would come over there, she would dress us and measure us, you know, trying different fabrics on us. Yes.
That's loose.
Insane.
Let me take a minute and soak this all in.
I know.
So y'all was smelling.
That's funny you said soak, because I remember reading that the police were kind of perplexed that the body was like still like it was kept very well.
Yeah.
It was 8 years old. She like she had it wrapped in plastic.
Yeah,
so it was
mummified
still,
well.
Yeah. And it was like soaking in a soup. That's what they said. That's why I was like, that's funny you said that. Yeah. He hadn't disintegrated like she did. So it was just leaking the smell. And we were like, we just thought it was like the German Shepherd.
Right.
She wasn't cleaning him very well or something
Lord.
Like that. Oh, like,
Lord. Boy.
Like, wow. Was, that's
she
the
just had the kids
of...
up in there?
Yeah.
Boy.
And we'd be in her closet. The chest is on the floor. And, you know, you have clothes over it. And we'd be over the chest looking for stuff and trying on things. And she'd be like, okay, let me measure you. And I'm like, yo, this whole time, this bitch was a killer.
God.
Yo,
boy,
or him or her.
My mom would have busted
had tits,
her out.
But it was a guy because I remember seeing his 5 o'clock shadow. I'm like, yo.
My mom would have walked in like, what is that nasty smell
fucking
in this house?
Smell.
It smells so, what dead? Something dead.
We didn't know no better.
Oh,
we were young kids, and
you
Danelle
know,
didn't. Our teacher didn't go with us. You know, it was a different time back in the 90s. 14-year-olds, we'd get on the train and go see other adults. It wasn't a big deal.
Shit like that. Okay. If there's an afterlife and we all go somewhere, that person better not be in the same spot I'm at.
Yeah.
Like you know what I'm saying? Like, wait a minute, I didn't do shit this motherfucker did right here.
Yeah, so the story is that guy just went missing in New York City.
And he was in a box.
He'd been in this chest. Old school chest. And they had that gold lock on it. Like, I remember my aunt had one when she went to
Tina,
college.
You won.
Oh,
you won today. You won. I'm sorry.
Well, I had to bring it back up. With
hustling problem.
Yeah, that was insane. Clothing designer. But she was already like a mini celebrity
because
she had
ain't
been
no,
on that Broadway
she,
show.
She's a killer. That's why your shit was busting
she's
open.
She's a killer.
Let me tell you something. Okay.
She was
I
a killer, not
go.
A wardrobe designer.
I wanted to tell everybody this real quick about Sanctuary. I just didn't want to change the subject, but...
Change it.
You know, the sanctuary cities were when the immigrants come over and they welcome people from the, you know, from Mexico across the border.
Mm-hmm.
I had a friend whose house got broken into this weekend and the police came and he's talking to police. Here's Sherman Oaks. And the police basically told him, this is real quick, everybody. Oh, yeah, Sherman Oaks is a sanctuary city. So what happens is in the jail, what they're doing now, Trump is telling officers to do direct people to that tell the non-violent drug offenders to go to sanctuary cities. So basically they're advising people who come out of jail who are non-violent.
I think something like that was on Facebook. Look, aka the newspaper the other day. I think they sent a busload of people.
They're dropping them off in
yeah.
sanctuary cities. So there's not only are you getting
I've never heard that
people sanctuary. From yeah, immigrant it's They're telling criminals who are nonviolent, they're dropping them off in sanctuary cities. So you have cities like Sherman Oaks where there's a lot of burglaries, there's a lot of robberies, there's a lot of, you know, supposed to be nonviolent stuff, but they're dropping him off in cities that are sanctuary cities, like Orange County. That's what they said.
It's so unsafe. That's so unsafe.
It's wrong.
Are any of these pedophiles or anything, or they're just like the nonviolent?
It's supposed to be nonviolent drug offenders, but you know, just because someone
but
is
if
a
they're
drug,
a drug offender, then
they could be
I'm
violent. They just
to,
haven't got caught.
Yeah, and I'm probably going to break into your stuff.
Yeah,
I
because
need
they have
drugs,
no money. They need the money. So what they're doing is they're. Trump is his. That's his thing to say. Okay, since you guys want to, you know, do this, I'm going to direct them towards you then, and you can have all of them. So you got to be careful. If you're, I don't know what's going to happen with voting and stuff, but it's kind of messed up. It's like a loophole in the system, you know. So if you're in a sanctuary city, you know, you might want to lock your doors, double them up because they're getting dropped off in your city. And
I do feel a little bit more relaxed here than I do in New York. Sometimes I'm kind of like, yeah, my roof is open of my car. Big deal.
New York is, let me taste up.
Let me tighten it up.
Oh, and we were supposed to, you had me do a lot of, you gave me a lot of homework. Like, I got my album of the week. Tyler, the Creator's Igor is fabulous.
Yo, somebody was just talking about that the other day.
Like, if you grew up like in like De La Soul and Tribe
Which
Parker,
I did.
You'll like this album.
Jennifer, oh Jenny, yeah, I love De La Soul.
And my movie of the week is the Central Park Five.
It didn't even come out yet.
It's a documentary.
Can it be movie of the week if you didn't see it yet?
Oh, well, I'm telling everybody to go see it.
Oh, no doubt. I did want to talk about that too. Ava DuVernay's Netflix
it's
movie.
Deep.
What's the name of it again?
Central Park Five, about those kids who got accused of.
Raping that
lady, and then the guy who did it came out and said, I didn't do it. I mean, I did
he
it.
He said, I did it. They had nothing to do with it.
He said that. And so these kids did like.
It was one person, not five people. So that's
like,
why they really didn't believe
one of them
that.
Did 13 years.
Mm.
And and Trump was like, I want them killed.
He spent over $80,000 in billboards. And that's in 1980s money. So that was like,
yeah,
oh,
like kill him. I want them.
Like $500,000.
And he never apologized to them.
No.
To him. And it was moving because, you know, like, you wanted to be mad at him. If you didn't know what happened, you'll see him like, oh, these kids are terrible, because the kids confessed on camera like, yeah, I did this. But none of their stories matched. But
yeah.
The police didn't care.
But they were coerced and they were afraid. They wanted to go home. They did. I finished that. Yeah, we're going to go. You can go home. You like, what?
Just tell us the truth.
I just want to go home. Just tell us the truth. The stories didn't match up.
One kid was like, this is my first rape and I'll never rape again. Like, you know you didn't rape nobody. But he just wanted to go home.
Just let me go home. This is my first one. I'll never rape again.
Terrible. Anything you want to close out with?
Now, just be positive and always pay it forward and be good to people and love thy neighbor and don't fuck people's man.
Be calm. Don't try to impress the Joneses. Be happy with whatever little equity and little yard you have, a little food, clothing, shelter you have.
Fix your credit.
Yeah. Number one, fix your credit. And, Stop being selfish. I'm tired of being selfish, man. Help everybody out.
I told you, everybody's doing them. Everybody's just doing them.
This was a fun show. Selfish. We opened up about a lot.
I know. I think we got a lot in today. I'm really wanting to catch up.
I'm still tripping off your whole... Because it's not only that there was a dance, there was a wardrobe malfunction. Yeah. It was a killer put together, y'all.
Yeah, I'm like, this is even more insane.
I just can't. This... Discovery ID, we got a story for you. I'm about to go home and really get wasted, but I'm gonna be calm about it.
And you're gonna take an Uber and be safe, because we never drive drunk. We never drink and drive.
No,
drink
never that.
Before the
never
drive,
that.
Or drive and drink, or drink around.
I do
and drive.
Ride my electric scooter though drunk.
That is the same shit. You can drive into my car and hit me. You're being irresponsible.
That's Tina. And I'm Casey. Thank you for joining us. It was a fun show. I learned a lot. And we were just wasted on Wednesday. We're out. Bye.
Peace.
You're listening to Wasted on Wednesday with Casey Gale and Tina Lorraine, only on LA Talk Radio.